This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Tyler.
And I'm Bonnie North. When Wisconsin voters go to the polls in less than a month, they'll be voting in some key national and statewide races, like the election for governor and lieutenant governor, U.S. Senate, and state attorney general.
But in many places, they'll be deciding the fate of requests from local school districts seeking money for major projects. In fact, the number of such referenda seems to be on the uphill swing, which is why we invited Jason Stein to join us. He's research director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum in Madison and author of a new study on school referenda. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, my pleasure.
Do you think school districts are seeing something in the general attitude of voters in 2018 that makes them optimistic that these ballot measures at least have a good chance of passing?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I think any calculation by school district officials would involve first need and second how practical it is to go to the voters in that sense. So I would suspect that this case is no different, that both of those concerns are coming into play. You don't go to the voters if you don't feel like there's some need for it, and you don't go to the voters if you feel like it's hopeless in terms of getting it passed.
What have the trends been in terms of the numbers of ballot questions around Wisconsin school districts and their approval rates been in recent years?
Sure. You're seeing that in terms of the number of referenda and their particularly their success rate in terms of how often they're approved, that has been rising since the Great Recession, since around 2011 or so. And then you're also seeing over that same time period, we are seeing an increase in the dollar amounts of the successful referenda.
And there's been some polling data out there, I gather, that shows people in Wisconsin are increasingly okay with increasing school spending in comparison to the need to hold property taxes down.
Right. So, I mean, that's what it takes us to why is this happening? And we identified, several factors. One is clearly the economy. When the economy is not doing well, both the recession of 2001 and the recession that went from 07 to 09, and in the aftermath, you see that school districts don't seek as many referenda, and the ones they do seek are not as successful. So that's one factor, and that may be that, voters, they may want to help their school district, but they may feel that they don't have the financial capacity, right? And we have been in an expanding economy for some time now, so that's clearly a factor. Another factor is clearly the local school district conditions, whether that's you have increasing enrollments, you need to build a new school, or your old school is no longer serviceable, or your enrollments are down because you're a rural Northwoods district, and you need to hold a referenda because of the financial stress associated with having fewer students, less state aid, less money available under state-imposed per pupil revenue caps. Okay, there's a couple. And then last, there does appear to be a shift in voter sentiment, at least in the Marquette Law School poll, which has been polling from 2013 to 2018 on this question of what is more important to voters, reducing property taxes or increasing spending. In two 2013 polls, you saw the respondents saying, a plurality of them saying that reducing property taxes was more important to them than increasing spending on public schools. And then in a 2015 survey and four surveys this year, you saw a majority of voters saying they favored increasing spending on public schools more than reducing property taxes. So there does appear to be a shift there in voter sentiment.
Do you think does the sheer number of referenda to fund school projects speak to the unique challenges that districts have with the way education is funded in Wisconsin?
In terms of numbers of referenda, this year is on track to be the highest number since 2001, but we have had years where just in raw numbers there have been more referenda. As far as the dollar amount, if we see the November 6th, there's more than $1.4 billion on the November 6th ballot in referenda. So far this year, about $650 million has been approved. If those November 6th ballot questions get approved at the rate that they have been so far this year, then we would see, you know, the highest amount in the state that we've seen, you know, going back to revenue limits being imposed in the 93-94 school year. So, you know, there's a little bit of difference between the raw numbers of referenda and their amounts. But again, overall, you know, we are certainly seeing an increase over what we were at 10 years ago.
There are some specific ways that districts can set up these referenda, a couple of ways they can ask for money. And there are also new laws in place, or at least a new law in place, governing the district's ability to use referenda. Can you kind of talk about the climate for being just the laws surrounding referenda?
Sure. Well, let me tell you about the types there are. The first type that was most common traditionally is debt referenda. So that's, you know, a referenda where the school district seeks permission to borrow money for a capital expense, like a new building or a big renovation. There's something called non-recurring referenda and recurring referenda, and both of those are for an increase in the school district's operating budget, higher property taxes and a higher, you know, ongoing spending. The non-recurring referenda is just for a limited period of time, several years. The recurring referenda is permanently. And we have seen those non-recurring and recurring referenda, especially the non-recurring limited ones, those have increased over time as a share of the total ballot questions that school districts are putting up. And then we have seen the legislature debated last session a number of kind of time, place, and manner restrictions on school district referenda, when they can hold these, and, you know, how, for instance, if they have one that fails, how quickly can they come back and have another one? Can they have these on a low turnout election, like you might have a primary or something like that, or do they need to hold them on, you know, like fall general election where you have more voters turning out and more people making the decision of whether or not to raise taxes? And some of those restrictions passed, some didn't, which I think gives you reason to think that the legislature may consider that issue again when they return in January.
Can you give us a sense for some of the more ambitious requests out there on ballots this fall?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So a lot of the big ones are, of course, debt referenda, because that wraps up a number of different years into one ballot question. And a lot of those are in the suburban Milwaukee and suburban Madison area. So the biggest ones are a $125 million referendum in Wauwatosa. And there's also a $139 million one in Middleton Cross Plains, west of Madison. And then in the suburban Milwaukee, you see districts like Waukesha, Oak Creek, both have about $60 million referenda. Pewaukee and Greendale both have ones that are more than $30 million. So, you know, a number of significant ones in the area in the upcoming weeks.
You mentioned the idea of voter turnouts and how that might affect things. Do you have any sense for how these ballot issues do in, you know, either a midterm versus presidential election year, or a fall election versus a spring election, or, you know, what the common wisdom is about, you know, when during the year or when during an election cycle voters are more or less likely to pass a referendum?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, my long answer would be that we know that these ballot questions do better in the up part of an economic cycle. So, you know, when the economy has been expanding a couple years, they definitely do better. And when the economy is contracting, they definitely do worse. As far as the election cycle, to sort of give you a short answer to your question, I don't know.
Fair enough.
Jason Stein is the Madison-based research director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. You can find a link to the forum's recent report on school district referenda at wuwm.com.